I look at every game as a must win, but, you know, when it comes down to you starting the season 0-2, you know, why not the this third game be a must win? I mean, it's something that we wouldn't want to be in situation-wise, but, you know, we got to go out there and win, man. We got to go out there and play better. What better game to do it than a home game? Hopefully we get all this stuff that we're going through behind us and, you know, put in a great week so we can do so.
That right there is the voice of Santana Moss talking about the Redskins' struggles. Welcome again to another Redskins podcast. Rob Woodfork with you alongside George Wallace, Redskins beat reporter. Certainly history on the Redskins' side, George. They have never lost at home to the Lions, not just over the course of a certain number of years. That is a never. 21-0.
Zero.
21-0.
So they don't have to play on Sunday?
You would think so.
Okay. Well, but we're not going to play, but you know what I mean.
But unfortunately, the Redskins' defense historically bad. So,
over 1,000 yards in 2 weeks is just historically bad?
That's pretty bad. Right. Last year, Saints' defense is laughing at these guys. That's how bad they are.
Bad,
yeah, that is bad. So any chance that this, I mean, history is going to continue one way or the other. Either the Redskins' historically bad defense will continue to be bad, or the streak will continue. So which one do we think it is?
Well, I think there's a chance. There's always a chance that the Lions could come into town and win, but I think the Redskins right the ship this week. I just think there's too many things that have been going on these first couple weeks that haven't gone right. You've heard the fact that they haven't been able to get into a game plan in the 2 weeks because the offense has been outscored 50-0 in the first half. Okay, that's not good either.
No.
Defense, can't tackle. Jim Haslett took full blame for that this week. They've worked on situations. Offensively working on different situations as well. Robert Griffin III continue. Each week he's going to get better. There's no question about that.
Right.
And it's a matter of fact when he gets. It's just a matter of when he's going to get to that point, what we saw last year. This week is another step. It's a pretty good Lions team coming in at 1-1, but I think that too much has gone wrong these first couple weeks for it to continue, and I think the Redskins right the ship.
Right, and what we talked about a little bit earlier this week is the read option, and that's been sort of a point of contention throughout the week.
It's been very popular around here.
It's been a very popular read option. I feel like there's going to be a local band that's going to adopt that name eventually, but the read option, we need to see that back because obviously that was what had them so productive on offense last year, and we haven't seen a lot of that so far this year, and we need to start seeing that in this one. We need to at least see the threat of RG3 running.
And that's right. You said it right there, the threat. If there's no threat of him taking off and running, then the defense is going to play the way defenses have been playing.
Right.
They're not going to respect and think about the fact that Griffin's going to run.
Mm-hmm.
So they take the passing game out. If Griffin's going to stand back there and throw 49 times a game, it's not what you want to see. So you're right. If the threat is there, and Kyle and Robert have said this week that it's been in the game plan, but they haven't been able to get into their game plan at all. Okay, do you buy that? I don't know. But it has to be in the offense. You know what I mean? It has
right.
to be there if there's going to be any chance of this team being successful. And you can scale things back, which, you know, they say they don't do. The whole playbook is open. If he's in the game, the whole playbook's open, meaning Robert Griffin. Okay. But if you scale certain things back and you're going to run less than last year, fine. But right now, you've taken it to a whole one extreme to the other.
Right. Right, and if you're going up against Ndamukong Suh,
you're gonna
need to really get that run game going. And
who's gonna block him?
Who's gonna block him? It's a
you?
Very good question. Not me. I'm not getting in that guy's way. I'd get thrown like a rag doll against him. Now, speaking of getting thrown like a rag doll, that's what Megatron's been doing to defenses this year, and certainly going up against the Redskins secondary, where two rookies play prominent roles. That's going to make things very interesting. There's been some talk that I was actually listening to a show this morning, and they were saying that he could go for 8 touchdowns against his team.
That's not what you want to hear.
Right. And if he's going against a rookie. If he's going against D-Hall, then he scaled it down to 6.
Which he expects, by the way. Johnson on the conference call this week said he expects D-Hall to be man up against him a lot of the times.
Right.
But he was also asking, he was basically looking at his chops against the Redskins defense, looking at this on film. And he said, absolutely. You look at a team that's had some weaknesses like this and that's given up the points and the yards, of course he's ready to go.
Right.
I mean, that's not bulletin board material. That's just, of course I'm licking my chops. You've seen what they've given up the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's going
to
be a big key.
To way
key.
Lesser receivers than
this guy.
Than Megatron.
Right. You're right. That's going to be a big key is to slow him down.
And certainly Reggie Bush, I know he's a question mark as to whether or not he's going to go, but if he goes, that gives that offense a completely different element right there.
Totally.
Not only as a receiver out of the backfield, but also as a runner. So certainly containing Reggie Bush a key to the Redskins' defense getting this done. I also think the Redskins are going to recover here, and I don't have any statistical backing.
Other than the undefeated home, I believe it. I don't need any statistics.
Hey, man, it's just a gut feeling.
That's all I need.
It's a gut feeling because, look, this is the way the NFL works. Statistically, you can lay it out. Like, statistically, there's no possible way the Patriots should have lost to the Giants in either one of those Super Bowls.
Correct.
But they lost them both.
Yeah.
And there's no statistical backing for this, but I feel like the Redskins can win this. And not just the whole history being on their side with the being undefeated at home against this particular
opponent. Yeah, because you're right. That means nothing
because that dates back to the days of Bobby Lane and, you know, all that.
So,
yeah, it has nothing to do with that. I just feel like Robert Griffin III is not a guy who's going to stay down for long.
Mm-hmm,
he'll
exactly.
look bad for two games, but I don't think that this is the guy we're going to see all season long. I think he takes a step forward in this game. I think he has a solid outing the next week against the Raiders. They go into the break 2-2, and then we're talking about a very different ball of wax here.
Wow, you're giving everybody next week's already.
I know, but but we have to break it down for them
fair.
Next week.
That's
so
fair. Right.
Now they're like, oh, he thinks they're going to win. Now I have to listen next week.
Right.
Should we pick a score?
Sure, you want to pick a score? Go ahead, pick a score.
I'm going to say Redskins 31, Lions 30.
Wow, you're going to shootout.
I'm going to shootout, and I'll even take it a step further.
Please do.
Kai Forbath will play.
Okay.
And he will kick a short field goal after RG3. After RG3 engineers a nice late drive, gets him into short field goal range. Forbath, tight groin and everything, hits the game-winning field goal.
Wow.
In the last minute of the game.
I didn't prepare for all that.
Hey, man.
Well, look, this is what you get here on this podcast.
Hey,
you get everything you want.
I'm on the limb.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I think that Griffin, you made a great point about he's not a guy that's going to stay down for too long. The key thing is going to be a fast start. You need to get out of the gates fast. You need to tackle on defense, put a nice drive together, first drive of the game, go off that script for the first 15 plays that Kyle and the coaches and they draw up, and go in and score first. They do that, you have a chance to knock the Lions out of the game. I also think they're going to score in the 30s. I'm going to go 34, but I think I'm going to give the defense a little bit more credit this week. 34-24.
Oh, hold them to 24.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, that's you going on a limb there. All right, we'll be back Monday. We'll see how right or wrong we were. Be sure to tune in. Rob Woodfork here. The NFL recap up on WTOP.com every Tuesday. George Wallace, he's here every day doing his thing. So one day for me, 7 days for him. That is why he is the man.
Well, that's not it. Seven. We've been building a lot of pressure here to live up to.
Hey, man, you can do it. All right, we'll be back Monday, guys. Have a good weekend.